20 to 9 on East Coast Breakfast Wednesday morning. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Terence Pillay, what is your boggle this morning?
Well, you are my boggle, Darren.
Apart from that.
Literally, you're my boggle. No? Do you know? Because you are a grade A frapist.
When what did you just call
when
me?
When someone's Facebook is open, you go in yes. and you write stuff.
Like when our social media guru, Tanya, leaves her page open.
That's
and right. then I go in as Tanya and I write, Tanya. I think Darren Moore's so amazing and he dresses so snappy. And did you see his hair this morning? I love him. Is that called fraping?
I call it fraping, Facebook rape. But anyway, it's in good fun, right?
Yes, we have fun with
it. But what happens when your social media gets hacked? So Graham Watkins from the Graham Watkins Project, before he became famous, before he was placed third on the fifth season of Idols.
Yes.
Graham had a Facebook account when Facebook first started.
Yes.
So then he became famous and he opened another Facebook page. And that was for him and his band and his career and that kind of thing. But over the years, he also incorporated his personal stuff on there. So his first Facebook account lay dormant.
Okay.
He wasn't using it, or so he thought.
Oh.
Some hacker had got into that dormant Facebook account and was sending people messages. And it got really, really out of hand. And this guy started wreaking havoc and then started even going as far as threatening Graham and his wife. I caught up with Graham this week. Graham, what happened with your Facebook being hacked?
The other night, my wife and I were sitting having breakfast, and she got a message from this profile wanting to have a chat with her. And it was strange because I was right next to her, you know. So she said, "No, who is this?" And he said, "Oh, no, it's your husband." And she goes, "No, I'm sitting with my husband." And he then sort of decided, okay, cool, now he's going to have a bit of fun.
Fun in what way, Graham?
He went into our admin pages and he deactivated our authority on those admin pages and make himself the primary admin person. So he then effectively had complete and utter control of that and then went into my band page and took all the band members off as admin members, took myself off, but left myself and my wife there on there, so we had no control, but we could see what was happening behind the scenes. I don't know how he managed to do it. And then he started asking for photographs of my wife in the nude. If she didn't comply, he would then said he will destroy me publicly or do whatever it was that he was planning on doing. But
and you don't know who this person is?
I have no idea who this person is. This person could be living in Pakistan for all I know, you know. Or you could be living in Cape Town.
Well, I mean, you don't know if it's even a male.
Exactly.
So, Graham, what did you do? Did you contact Facebook?
Yeah, we contacted Facebook. They have closed that account, the secondary account.
Yeah.
And they are looking into it now. You know, maybe there is some sort of way that they could detect who it is or what it is.
Well, I'm sure they'll be able to trace an IP address or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they said it could also be the person that I spoke to. It could also be a bot. They go and latch onto various profiles and leave a little message. And as soon as you respond to that message, the person that then created that allows them access to get in.
Graham, you've taken this quite far. Why is this so important to you?
I know it sounds a bit extreme for a Facebook page, but this is more than just a Facebook page for me. It's my livelihood. It's everything that I work hard for, my friends, my family, my fans, my band page. Everything's linked as part of my business and my private life. So really, that affected me quite a bit.
Yo, that is scary. I wouldn't know what to do if that happened to me on my on my Facebook page. Is this guy that can? Is it only like hackers who can do this, or can anyone really?
Well,
do this?
Anyone can actually do this. And when your Facebook page is hacked, someone now has access to all your private messages. They have access to all your contacts, so they can in turn send out messages like the
as
one,
you.
The one day, somebody sent people on my Facebook a message to say that I was kidnapped and they wanted money.
What?
And people do stuff like that. They send. And then obviously my friends called me and realized I wasn't kidnapped.
Yeah.
It was some hacker.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, coming up, there are things on Facebook that you wouldn't have ordinarily known in terms of how these hackers get control of all your personal details, and we'll be dealing with that coming up.
You know what, this is, I'm going to be writing this down because I'm not, by any stretch of the imagination, a social media or a IT expert, and I freak out at the possibility of this. All right, so tips on how to protect yourself.
Yep.
When we come back. 8:48 on East Coast Breakfast, continuing with The Good, The Bad and Ugly with Terrence Pillay. Can you imagine you're a woman and you're sitting at home alone and your husband is on tour, he's away on business, and your husband via Facebook says, "Hey honey, oh, I miss you, please send me some pictures of you." And it isn't your husband, it's somebody that's hacked his Facebook account.
Pretty scary.
This is exactly what happened, right?
That's exactly what happened to Graham, but not only his wife. I mean, this guy has been creating havoc on his Facebook account for months prior, because all his friends then said, "Hey, we thought it was you, and you know, we thought maybe it was a bit dodgy," but also Graham's a public figure, so imagine if this guy was sending other women those messages and saying, "Send me nude pictures."
That's crazy.
And that impacts negatively. So,
very negative.
One is to change your passwords regularly. Facebook. That's the thing, because sometimes it's not an actual person that randomly hacks into your account. You may have granted access to a malicious application which now hijacks your account. And it's one of those reasons why I'm so incensed when people constantly send me those invites to play all sorts of games on Facebook and different applications. Because apparently hackers tend to exploit things that are most popular. So they'll use various methods to get you to provide your personal login details, and Facebook is one of them. So as Facebook becomes more popular, websites, blogs, and even big business are incorporating those, the Facebook logo. You know, you have your Twitter, and that's links to their Twitter account and Facebook account and that kind of thing. So those buttons are on their pages, but that's assuming that that link is authentic, because hackers can camouflage a false Facebook login page by making it look like an authentic share button. Mm. And so if you click on this button, you'll be handing over all your details to a hacker. So to avoid this, you should first log into Facebook on a separate browser tab.
Yeah.
Then in a new tab, you can visit any other site you want to. And if they have a Facebook share button that asks you for a Facebook login, then it's not real. So authentic buttons that are plugged into the Facebook's API, which is the application programming interface, you will recognize, they will recognize that you're already authenticated and automatically post.
Is it equal? I suppose it's equally as important to every time you get off your Facebook, whether it's your tablet, your computer, or your smartphone. Log out.
Yeah, 100%.
To protect yourself.
Yeah. And there's that whole idea of phishing, you know, P-H-I-S-H, phishing, where they hackers are out there trawling for your personal details. I mean, how often do you get a random message from someone on Facebook? I get it all the time. Hello, dear. I've seen your profile.
Oh, I don't open those.
You cannot open those.
No.
There's a people waiting.
Those ones where a complete stranger speaks to you personally, like, "Hey, I saw your profile and I just wanted to chat to you if we can hook up and contact me at this or email me at this." The moment you open, you only have to make that mistake once. And then everybody in your list gets emailed the same sort of thing. So it's a self-replicating bot 100%. Is what that is.
And what you can do is, because some of these profiles come with a profile pic as well. Mm. Just right click on that profile pic and go down to the option "Find this image on Google," and it will take you to where that image was sourced from.
Oh,
so
my word.
They're using random websites with random people's pictures on there, and they use that as a profile picture. So this is a hacker. This is someone wanting your details. If you know, whether it's just to wreak havoc on your Facebook, or it's to genuinely try and get your details to get money or whatever the case may be from you. So you need to be very, very careful.
If there's one thing I take away from this is, and people tell us this all the time and we forget, but regularly, make it a habit, regularly change your password on all your social media, on your email, on everything. Change your password 100%. Regularly. Yeah. All right, this is scary stuff. Terrence Pillay will have this blog up for you on our page. Go to ecr.co.za and that information will be there for you as well.
Or you can tweet me.
You can tweet Terrence. That's at Terrence Pillay, at Terrence Pillay 1, and there's one R in Terrence. Thanks, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.
Catch you next week. Darren Moore. Every morning. Breakfast with Darren Maul. Every morning, East Coast Radio.